Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play. The show is brought to you by our generous patrons at patreon.com/falloutlorecast.
Robots Radio presents
the Fallout Lorecast.
Welcome to the Fallout Lorecast, a place for the Fallout community to come together to explore the boundaries of our knowledge about the world of Fallout. All right, Vault Dwellers and Wastelanders, welcome back to the Fallout Lorecast. This is your host, Tom, or Robots, and I would be running solo today because Lainey isn't here. She's got some other things going on, other than the fact that I am surrounded by our wonderful patrons, because this is our end of September. Can you believe it? It is already the end of September. Patron episode. Welcome, patron friends. How are you guys doing? We've got Katamari Junkie returning. Katamari.
Hello.
How's it been?
It's been good. Glad to... This month goes fast.
Yeah, right? Where did September go? It's just gone. I'm glad, though, because fall is a wonderful time, and we're moving into Spooptober. We just call it Spooptember and Spooptober for all I care. But that's awesome. And then Low Green's back. Low Green, what's up?
What's going on? Happy to be here.
What's going on? And then Steve is here with us. I'm just going to call the name on the screen. But how's it going, Steve?
I screwed up on that. It's supposed to be Eric.
Eric. Well, we'll just call you Eric. Would you prefer Eric?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, Steve makes me feel like I need a pocket protector.
Okay, well, we'll call you Eric then. But thank you to the three of you for being here. There are some other of our patrons who couldn't make it tonight, but the three of you are here for a really fun quiz that I've put together. This is kind of a game show quiz, and I'm going to call this quiz, is it a Fallout quest or a little known sci-fi movie from the 40s, 50s, or 60s? So this is the premise of today's episode. So you three will be challenged to determine if each of the names I give you is the name of a Fallout quest or a movie title from the 1940s, 50s, or 60s.
Do we have to get the decade right?
You don't have to get the decade right. And so this is the way it's going to work. So I'm going to give you the title, right? And on a sheet of paper, you're going to write down whether it is either a Fallout quest title or is it a movie title, sci-fi movie title. And okay. Then for bonus points, you can put which Fallout game you think it comes from or which decade it comes from. And I'll give you, and this to make this a little bit easier, each of the Fallout games that these come from, there's only three options. They're either Fallout 3, New Vegas, or 4. So none of these come from 1 or 2 or 76.
Are any of them a trick and are both a sci-fi movie name and
that's a good question. As far as I know, there are none that double up.
Okay.
Okay.
Because that would be mean.
Right. And if you put down the answer as a sci-fi movie, then you can put down for bonus points whether it comes from the 1940s, the 1950s, or the 1960s. So you get points if you guess correctly that it's from a Fallout game or if it's a movie. And you get bonus points if you guess correctly which Fallout game or which decade. Make sense?
Makes sense.
So 100 points for correct. Is it from Fallout or is it a movie? 50 extra bonus points for the correct specific game or correct specific decade.
Jesus.
Got it?
Got it.
Yeah,
got it. Cool.
Got it.
And we'll just tally up the points at the end. So what we're going to do is you're going to put like question number one and then you're going to write the answer is either Fallout or movie, which Fallout game. So if you think it's from Fallout New Vegas, you're going to write Fallout New Vegas. If you get the Fallout part right, put a check next to Fallout. If you get the New Vegas part right, put another check next to New Vegas. If you get the New Vegas part wrong, then put an X on New Vegas. So you know that you got Fallout right, but New Vegas wrong, right? If you get both parts wrong, put two X's, you get no points.
Okay.
Make sense?
Okay.
So two checks would be two. You get first one right, first, second one right. Does it make sense? All right. So here we go. This is going to be fun. All right. We're going to start off with it. This one might be tricky. Here we go. Now, title number one, Project Impurity. Project Impurity. Is this a Fallout quest or, oh, don't show yet. Don't show yet. Hold on. Don't show yet. Don't want to give it away. You don't want to help it.
I don't know how to write backwards anyway.
It's okay. We see it forward on our side.
Oh, nifty.
Yeah. So, Project Impurity. And when I say show it, everyone will show at the same time. That way you don't help each other out or trick each other because you might have got it wrong, right? So here we go. Ready? Go ahead and show them. All right. We've got sci-fi movie, Fallout 3, and sci-fi 60s. So the correct answer here is Fallout 3. So if you put Fallout 3, you both get you are correct. It is a Fallout quest, and you get bonus points for it being Fallout 3. So this is the final step in the main quest line for Fallout 3. And it's not Project Purity, it's Project Impurity is the name of this quest line. That's why this one might be tricky, right? You might have thought, oh, Project Purity sounds right. Impurity might be wrong. That might have been a sci-fi movie.
All right.
So there you go. That's the first one. Tricky stuff. Tricky stuff. All right. Question number two. Title number two. Mysterious Dr. Satan. Mysterious Dr. Satan. Is this a quest from a Fallout game, 3, New Vegas, or 4, or is this a sci-fi movie? And if so, which decade?
What decades were the choices again?
40s, the 50s, or the 60s? These are all decades that Fallout games draw influence from movies and TV shows and things, music, stuff like that. All right. Time is up. Show us your answers. All right. We've got sci-fi movie 50s, movie 60s, and sci-fi movie, but no decade. Do you want to throw a decade in there real quick?
I'll go with 50s.
Take a decade. All right. Put it in there. This is, in fact, a sci-fi movie. You are correct if you put sci-fi movie, and it was from the 1940s. It was co-directed by John English and William Whitney. Dr. Satan's main opponent is the masked mystery man, the Copperhead, whose secret identity is Bob Wayne, a man searching for justice and revenge on Satan for the death of his guardian governor, Bronson. I know, right? The serial charts the conflict between the two as Bob Wayne pursues Dr. Satan, while the latter completes his plans for world domination.
40s were weird, man.
No, isn't that amazing? Why don't we get movies like this anymore? All right. Here we go. Maybe. All right. Next one. Donovan's Brain.
Ooh.
Donovan's Brain. Is this a Fallout quest title or a sci-fi movie? And if so, which game or which decade? Yeah, almighty. His name was Bob Wayne. Chat, you guys can chime in too. And if you're listening at home or on your commute or whatever, and you want to play along and let's see if you can beat our contestants at home. Everyone's see if you can get a higher score.
Me. Everyone's going to beat me.
All right.
I am so bad at this.
All right. Let's see what you put. What did you put? Hold up your things. Movies 50 across the board. You guys guessed movies 50, which is fortunate because you all got it right. Movies, 1950 movies, Donovan's Brain. This one directed by Felix E. Feist. The story involves an attempt to keep alive the brain of millionaire megalomaniac W.H. Donovan after an otherwise fatal plane crash. The brain has other ideas and begins to possess people.
Horror movies are so weird. Yeah, or sci-fi movies.
Yeah, I guess it's both.
From back then.
All right, here's another one. Ready for this one?
C.
All right. The Power of the Atom.
Oh.
The Power of the Atom. So many of these could be both, which is what makes them so tricky. Is it a Fallout game? And if so, which one? Or a movie? And if so, which decade. The power of the atom.
Being tripped up by quest overlap.
Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, and here's the other thing. Like, if it does it sound similar to a quest, but it's also a movie that sounds similar? Or is it similar to a movie, but there's a quest that sounds similar? You know, like, All right, you ready to show?
Oh, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. We've got Fallout 3, Fallout 3, and Fallout 3. Again, all three the same answer. And you are all correct.
Awesome.
Yes, this is a quest either given to you by Lucas Sims or Mr. Burke in Fallout 3. Congratulations. You guys are killing it. This is good.
I almost got tripped up with the Power of the Sun one with Helios 1.
Yeah, so there's many quests, right? There's a lot of quests in these games. All right, here we go. Next one on the list. You ready?
Yes.
Adam Age Vampire. Adam Age Vampire.
Ooh.
Is that Adam as an A-T-O-M?
A-T-O-M. Okay. Age Vampire. Fallout? And if so, which one? Or movie? And which decade?
I'm sure I'm getting this wrong, but...
Yeah, I'm not confident on this one either.
Well, sometimes you just gotta guess. All right, what'd you put? We've got movie 1950s, movie 1940s, and movie 1960s. So all movie, different decades. Well, you all get points for movie.
Yeah.
You figure that one out. 1960s.
Oh, no.
Anton Giello Maggiano. I can't pronounce the names. Everybody knows this. That was the director. Here we go. When a stripper is horribly disfigured in a car accident, a scientist, Dr. Levin, played by Alberto Lupo, develops a treatment which can restore her beauty by injecting her with a special serum. While performing the procedure, however, he falls in love with her. As the treatment begins to fail, he determines to save her appearance, regardless of how many women he must kill for her sake.
Oh my god.
It's like Romeo and Juliet.
I think I'm just getting a list of movies I need to watch now.
I know, right? I feel like we need to have like some sort of like crazy movie night where we watch all these really weird old B movie sci-fi things. All right. Here we go. Next one on the list. No gods, no masters.
Ooh.
No gods, no masters. Are we talking Fallout or are we talking sci-fi movie? No gods, no masters.
What was the three Fallouts again?
Three, New Vegas, or four.
Okay.
All the Bethesda ones other than 76. Well, Bethesda / modern ones, I guess you could say.
Bethesda this one
published, not necessarily developed. All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's see it. We've got Fallout New Vegas, movie 50s, Fallout New Vegas, and the answer is Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you guys know which quest this is?
I don't know.
That's the one where you end house, I believe.
Yeah, it's Yes Man's final quest.
Oh.
The last one he gives you. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Next one on the list. The Legend of the Star.
Oh, I don't like you.
Oh, that one hurts me.
The Legend of the Star. This one, you guys cringed on this one.
Oh, wait.
I
see the gears turning.
I'm shooting from the hip on this one, but I'm confident.
I've been shooting from the hip on all of these.
This is
so.
A confident hip shot. Like a cowboy.
What was the name of it again?
The Legend of the Star. All right.
Okay. All right. I've written my answer down. I could be wrong. I'm probably wrong, but, you know, here I am.
All right, let's see what you got. Fallout New Vegas, Fallout 4, Fallout New Vegas.
Uh-oh.
It is Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Nice work. Do you know where you get this one?
I know it.
Sunset Sarsaparilla, that's right.
Sunset Sarsaparilla.
Yeah, Festus. Wow. Festus gives you this at Sunset Sarsaparilla headquarters.
See, I was just thinking it was something to do with, like, the quest you have with the old radio show. Silver Shroud. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just like, maybe it's related to that. No. I was wrong.
All right, question number 8. Ocho. Number Ocho. This one is the molecular level. The molecular level. Fallout or sci-fi movie? All right, looks like you guys are ready. What do you think? Movie, 1960s, Fallout 3, sci-fi, 1960s. This one is Fallout 4.
Oh, which one's this?
This is the teleporter quest at the end of Fallout 4.
That makes sense.
I've only done that one once.
Yeah, right after you build the teleporter.
I've done that quest like 3 times and I still didn't get it.
Yeah. The molecular level. Yeah, because you have to like disintegrate in the teleporter to reappear in the Institute. Yeah.
Tricky, at least tricky. I got that it was a game.
Tricky. Yep.
I was so confident in my wrong answer.
All right. So that was question number 8. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more. So we're just past half. Okay. Why don't we do a quick tally? Why don't you go through, and if you got the Fallout or the movie right, give yourself 100 points for each of those. So just add those up real quick. And Lil, if you move your headphone, you move your mic a little bit from your nose, you'll get less breathing. There you go.
Sorry.
That's fine. We're recording a podcast, so I have to be aware of that stuff. And if you get the second one right, if you have 2 checks, then add an extra 50 points for each of those. And we're going to do a quick tally. And see how many total points we're at. And while you guys do that, tell you what, I'm going to take a quick break and we're going to thank our sponsors, which includes you guys. Well, you get a quick tally here right in the middle of the show. So we'll be right back.
Hello there, old chap. Good to see another of General Atomic's finest, still eager to serve.
Looking for an RPG podcast that isn't just D&D?
Roll to Cast is the answer.
No, wait, sorry. What games have we played so far?
Well, we've done Cyberpunk 2020.
What does it mean to have a voice?
And there's going
to
be something big coming, Chumba.
Hey, if you're listening, I won. I beat you. You suck.
There was a time when we were slamming things against our phones and...
Vampire the Masquerade.
Chloe? Sam?
You can't use those words!
He's going to grab Vincent, press him against the wall.
I mesmerize him.
This is Adelaide's Anarch movement.
First out of your chair, your hand goes to your gun and you draw.
Pulp Cthulhu.
Told you I had it.
Oh, we've all got the creeps going. I love it so much.
All right there.
Screechy child.
My favorite daughter.
Maybe after what we just seen, we're feeling a bit trigger happy.
And the new Cyberpunk Red.
Babe, you're good.
Good.
Better.
Thought maybe you might be able to give me a counter off.
Dos Fidania.
Straight through his neck.
I don't see bone either, but I'm not gonna look.
My leg's fine.
I always knew you wanted to fly, kid. Come find me.
Roll to Cast.
R-O-L-E.
A new game every season.
Original music.
Original stories.
Interviews with the creators.
And delightful Aussie accents.
Listen to us on all good podcatchers.
You can support us on Patreon for bonus content.
That's Roll to Cast.
R-O-L-E.
Come discover a new world.
All right, this is the middle of the show. This is where we get to thank our sponsors for being freaking awesome, including these three and all of the rest of our patrons for being just amazing because they help me and Lainey to do this regularly and make this a full-time thing for us to do and be here with us and be part of the community and all that stuff. So thank you to all of you guys. We genuinely appreciate it. You guys are the best and you help us to do this. So genuinely from the bottoms of our hearts to the top of our hearts and the bottoms of our toes to the tops of our everything else. Thank you so very, 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 very much. If we've helped you to get through your workday or your commute or helped make playing the Fallout games even more entertaining, we'd love to have you check out our Patreon, patreon.com/falloutlorecast. We have a bunch of shirts on there now and stickers. Check out the designs. Look for the posts with the designs. And for those of you who have been helping to support the show and continue to support the show over the next 3 months, you will start to get stickers or t-shirts depending on the tier that you're at. So go check those out. And the longer you continue to support the show, the more you get. So that's our way of saying an extra big thank you. We didn't increase the cost of the tiers. None of this stuff changed. It's just extra stuff to you guys for helping to support us. And I can't wait till these things go out. I won't be able to get one myself unless I order it custom for myself, but I'm excited for you guys to get them, to start wearing them on the patron chats, to take a look at them and actually wear them in real life. Make sure that your shipping addresses are updated for your Patreons so that they go to the right place. So make sure that you actually have a shipping address in there. And within just a few months, the first one will go out. These are also very limited. They will never be up again. Once they are off the Patreon, they won't go back up and they will never be sold on the Robots Radio store or anywhere else. So for patrons who sign up now and for patrons who are signed up in the future, this will be the only way to get them. So you can say, I was a patron when, because look, I have this shirt or I have this sticker and nobody else has it. And so super awesome stuff. So that's our way of just saying thank you to you guys. And big thank you to those of you who are able to make it and join us and be here today. Thanks for being here. So that's just what I wanted to say. Thanks so much. And we've got the rest of the quiz show to get to. So let's go.
If you have any questions about Nuka World, I'd be delighted to answer them.
All right, guys, what are we at? How many points do each of you have?
I'm currently at 950.
So Lil Green's at 950.
950.
Ouch. Eric? 700. Okay, not too bad. That's not too bad.
Still close.
I mean, that's just one or two questions off because each of the questions is 100 points. So, and you can still wager at the end. So depending on how much you wager, whether you get it or you miss it, like, I can completely change the game. So
I haven't been confident yet. I'm not going to be confident then.
Well, maybe you'll play it safe and then you'll get it. We're just going to have to see. All right. Here we go. Question number 9. This is the title. The Lady and the Monster. The Lady and the Monster. Is this Fallout? Or is this a sci-fi movie? Fallout or sci-fi movie? And if so, which one or which decade?
Oh, dang.
You guys are like, argh.
You know what? No.
All right. You got it? You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, let's see him. Sci-fi 50s, movie 40s, Fallout New Vegas. The answer is sci-fi 1940s.
Yes!
1940s. This was a film directed by George Sherman. I love these descriptions. The Lady and the Monster is a 1944 American science film, fiction horror film directed by George Sherman and starring Vera Ralston, Richard Arlen, none of these names I know, Eric von Stroheim. The film is about the attempts to keep alive the brain of a multimillionaire after his death, only to create a telepathic monster. This sounds very similar to one of the other ones. The man then takes over the medical assistant's mind and the lady of the title has to fight it. Just to fend it off. What is with brains coming out of heads and then becoming telepathic? I don't understand how that works.
No.
It's an easy sci-fi plot.
I guess so. They were big on that in the 1940s.
Yeah, they're not doing that plot anymore. They need to bring the plot back.
Right, right.
Kind of surprised they didn't do that with Big Mountain.
Yeah, Big MT, yeah. All right, so here's the next one. Number 10. Here There Be Monsters.
Ooh.
Here There Be Monsters. Fallout? Or sci-fi movie?
I'm like probably wrong, but...
Lots of sighs. Every time I read one of these, you guys are like...
It's more of a thinking sigh. Because I'm pretty
for
confident.
For me, it's like they're so ambiguous to me. Like... I have no idea.
It's a lot. I feel like I did a pretty good job because a lot of them feel like they could be either, right?
Yeah, no, they really can. But
and I didn't memorize all the quests.
I almost attempted to go the route of like Fallout Quest or trashy romance novel. But
oh, no.
I couldn't. I that would have been a little bit harder to do. So I didn't really push for that.
All right.
You guys ready?
I got my answer.
Okay. Everyone's ready. Let's see him.
Yep.
Let's see him.
Yeah.
Fallout 3. Wow. You guys all came to the same conclusion.
And we're all wrong.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news.
It's well, Fallout.
Fallout is correct. You guys all got Fallout, but it's Fallout 4.
Oh no!
Yeah, it is a side quest triggered by speaking with Donnie Kolaski, who's located on the docks behind the Shamrock Tap House. He'll excitedly tell the Soul Survivor he has been seeing an eye stalk peeking out of the water of the docks and will remain convinced it belongs to a sea monster, regardless of how the player character may respond.
Huh.
There's a little side quest. All right, number 11. Toward the Unknown. Fallout or sci-fi movie? Toward the Unknown.
Is that T like toward or forward?
Toward. T-O-W-A-R-D.
Okay.
Toward the Unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. You know what? No.
Sixer in chat says I had an audible gasp when he said eye stalk. I love that quest. It's so visual too when you think about it, like a little boom, a little eye stalk.
It reminds me of like the eye stalk from the trash compactor in
Star Wars.
Yeah, the little boom out from the water, yeah, and it kind of looks around and then goes boom back down. Yeah. All right, Toward the Unknown. What do you guys think? All right, we've got Fallout 4 movie 1950s, sci-fi 60s. The correct answer is sci-fi movie.
Ooh.
1950s.
Yeah.
So a U.S. Air Force Major Lincoln Bond was captured during the Korean War and subjected to torture, finally cracking after 14 months and signed a confession used for propaganda. Upon his release, he took a year to recover from the ordeal before showing up at the flight test center at Edwards Air Force Base, hoping to return to work as a test pilot. And then shenanigans happens.
It sounds like a Twilight Zone episode.
I added the shenanigans, but there's the description of this one's actually very detailed, and I wasn't going to read the whole thing. Yeah, these get a little bit more intense as you get into like the 50s and 60s, because I think you ended up with like in the 40s, it was like, oh, wackiness, and then World War II. But then by like the 50s and 60s, it was like, ah, crap, Vietnam and Korean War and like all this stuff. And everyone was like, things were getting a little bit more heady. All right, so number 12, that lucky old sun. Lil Green is looking at the sky, but he's indoors. And I believe it's probably nighttime where you are.
It is. I live on the East Coast still.
So
as well.
Yeah, the sun is not in the sky, so I don't think you're going to get any hints from that.
No, it is very dark out right now.
Yeah, it's getting darker earlier.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think? You guys got answers?
Well, I'm definitely wrong.
But... All right. You ready? Wait. Lil, put it up.
Yeah.
I thought you said
you're ready. Gonna...
Lil's ready?
All right. I'm ready now.
All right. Go.
Okay. Sorry.
Go. We got movie 40s, Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas. I think this is the one Eric was talking about earlier. Eric? Fallout New Vegas is correct.
Helios 1.
Helios 1. That lucky old sign is a side quest in Fallout New Vegas. It is also an achievement on the Xbox 360 and PC and a bronze trophy on the PlayStation 3. Did you know that? Yeah. This has to do with Helios 1.
I haven't gotten there yet. I'm replaying New Vegas right now.
Oh, Helios 1 stuff. It's cool.
Actually, no. Wait. I think I beat that already. No, I should have, because that's kind of early in the game.
Yeah, it depends on which path you take. There's a lot of things you can skip, right?
Yeah.
Depending on where you go. All right.
Unless you can come back to it.
Yeah, second to last question here. 13. And then we still have the grand finale question here at the end. So stay tuned for that. The title of this one is, This is Not a Test. This is not a test. Wait.
No. Yeah, I'm confident.
Meh.
Yeah, I'm confident. I'm confident in this one. Right.
Okay. All right, how do you guys feel about this one? Are you good?
Real tough.
One second.
One more second. Two more seconds. All right, everyone's ready?
Pencils down, everyone.
Pencils down. Let's see them. Fallout 3, Fallout 4, and movie 60s.
Darn it. I already know I'm wrong if they're getting
and Fallout. So two Fallouts and a movie 60s. The correct answer is sci-fi movie 1960s. Whoa! Katamari. Katamari with the comeback.
Oh, man.
This is not a test begins with lone deputy sheriff Dan Coulter receiving orders to block a road leading into an unidentified city. Dialogue indicates the location is somewhere in central California, however. Soon, he has detained several vehicles with a variety of occupants ranging from an elderly man and his grandchild and granddaughter to a man who has recently become rich and his alcoholic wife to a trucker and a hitchhiker. Wackiness ensues. it's just a longer description, but yeah, it ends up something's going on with one of those people, and of course wackiness ensues. All right, last one.
I got that one.
You got that one, and you nailed the decade. 1962, actually. This was directed by Frederick Gaudet. All right, final one. Think carefully on this one. The computer wore tennis shoes. The computer wore tennis shoes. Fallout Quest or sci-fi movie?
I've dug my grave. I will now lay in it.
Okay, you guys look ready. All right, let's see what you got. What'd you get? Movie 60s, sci-fi movie 60s. Wow, you guys are all in agreement on this one. Do you know what this is?
No.
Yeah, Eric, you feel like you've seen this? This is actually a Disney movie from the 1960s. This is 1969. It's one of several films made by Disney using the setting of Medfield College, first used in the 1961 film, The Absent-Minded Professor, and the sequel Son of Flubber. Both sequels to The Computer Wore Tennis Shoes, Now You See Him, Now You Don't, and The Strongest Man in the World were also set in at Medfield. This is part of their series of like the wacky science stuff they did in the 1960s.
Oh, that makes sense.
It sounded wacky enough to be the 60s. That's why I rolled with that.
Yeah, it totally does, doesn't it? But I also got this picture in my head of like I don't know, like Assaultrons or something with like shoes on. Like maybe there's some weird quest where like some side quest where one of them is wearing shoes for some reason. Like, I don't know.
Start putting sneakers on Boston Dynamics robots.
Right. Oh, no. Right. Like that totally could have been a thing, like in some tiny little side quest somewhere. Like, all right. So total them up. Let's see what the subtotals are before we go into the final question.
All right. Sweet. So,
chat, are any of you guys playing along? Have you, any of you guys kept points? I wonder if any of you guys have a total score that we can compare. So again, if you are keeping score while listening to this yourself, if you got the Fallout part or the movie part right, that's 100 points. And if you got the specifics right of either Fallout 3, New Vegas, or 4, or the decade correct, that's an extra 50 points.
My parents used to play along with Jeopardy and keep score.
Oh, yeah.
I don't keep score, but I play along every chance I get. Still.
Oh, no, they would keep score. They would keep score.
Almighty Crit in chat says he has 150 points. Good job.
I'm sitting pretty at 1,600.
Wow. That's really good.
1,200 for me.
1,200 is pretty solid. That's great. That's a lot of points.
1,550.
Okay. So
this is over 1,000. That's the best I got.
This is pretty good. Okay, so we're moving into the final question here. Final question of the game. I will give you the category, and you have to determine what you're going to wager.
Okay.
Okay. So the category is Fallout New Vegas quests. You have to determine how many points you're going to wager. Fallout New Vegas quests. And it doesn't have to do with titles. Well, I mean, it kind of has to do with titles, but not directly. Not like these other questions did. Fallout New Vegas quests.
I feel safe with that.
All right.
All right. Do we have to, like, show you what we wager? Or?
No, you don't want the rest of the people to know.
Oh, it's a secret.
Okay. You can write it, but write it down so that we can reference it so you don't change it whether once you get it right or wrong. Right? Jeopardy style. We'll find out if you get it right or wrong, and then we'll see what you wagered and see what your total is. Sixer says he wagers all of his 150 points.
All 150.
Nice. Chad, Ken from the Chad Falls at 76 show says, I'm a simple man. I see a top hat. I click. That is why you click. That's, wait a minute. You're telling me that you would have been in my streams more often had I simply been wearing a top hat? Like, you don't see this beautiful face? And I mean, we've been friends for a long time, buddy. You don't just, like, come in? But if I just put a freaking top hat on, you jump in my stream.
Playing with Ken.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
We do a podcast together, like, every other week. All right, everybody have their wagers?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. This is the final question. Again, no Google, no looking at chat. And I'm going to give you a bonus treat here. The answer is a number. If you get the number absolutely right on, this is a New Vegas question, so there's going to be some Vegas odds here. If you get the number perfect, you will triple your score. Three times the score. You will triple. So if you wagered 1,000 points, you will get 3,000 points.
Oh my goodness.
All right. If you get within five of the number, within five numbers, five digits, then you will double your points. If you get within 10, you break even. Anything else, you lose what you wagered.
Oh no.
And you can't go over.
I'm sorry. Oh, so within five, but below.
But below. This is Price is Right rules. You can't go above.
Oh, you're just messing with me.
You can't go above. So you have to be five or below. Below five, up to within five. Up to within 10. Or but if you're below 10, if you're not within 10, below or above, then you're wrong. Got it?
Got it.
So even one above, completely
right. One above, right out.
Oh, no.
Got it?
All right.
It's like you're on a golf course, putting for a hole, but the hole is right on the edge of the water, and if you miss the hole, it goes plunk right in the water. You're done. Got it? All right. Here's the question. How many total quests are there in Fallout New Vegas, including all of the Fallout New Vegas content?
Oh my.
How many total quests? This is all the content, all the expansions, all the content. What is the total number of quests? You can't search the internet, can't look at chat. Total number of quests.
Who cares? I wrote a number down.
Just gotta pick a number. Total number of quests. Main quests, side quests, expansion quests, companion quests, anything that counts as a quest. How many total quests? And this is according to the number that you can find on the wiki.
I knew I should have read the wiki before coming here.
Yeah, you just gotta always be reading those wikis. Always be reading the wikis. OBRTW.
Never thought that would be a number I would have to memorize or even look up.
Right, but you probably have a sense of it, right? Having played the games, you probably have a sense of, like, around how many there might be.
I made my guess.
All right.
I don't know if I'm too high or not, but I feel confident, considering it's all the DLC.
All the DLC. All right. Who? Everybody's ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Everybody's written your stuff down?
Yeah.
Everybody's written it down. Mm-hmm. All right. pen's down. In fact, throw your pen across the room. Toss it. Pen's gone. All right.
Pen's gone.
Lowest score. Was that Katamari? You had the lowest score? Don't show your point. Don't show your stuff. We're going to go one by one. Katamari, what did you put? Katamari put 242. Katamari, that is too many. I'm sorry, you're incorrect. What did you wager?
I wagered 600.
600. Subtract 600 from your total. How many points do you have left?
I have now 600.
You have 600 points left. All right, 600 points for Katamari. Right in half. But you're still in the game, because if they wagered everything, then you could still win, right? If they wagered too much, you could still win. All right, Lil Green, you had the second most amount of points.
I had the most, actually.
Oh, you had the most?
I'm second.
Eric was second.
Okay, Eric, over second. Eric, how many did you wager? Eric put, is that total number over there?
1550 and 224.
1550 was your wager?
No, that's the points. The 224 is my answer.
And 1550 was what you wagered?
Yep.
Okay, so 224?
I'm going bold.
224 was your guess?
Yeah.
Too high. I'm sorry. That is
okay.
Too much. You lost 1550.
But he said the same exact set of numbers that I used.
Which is weird. How did you guys come up with that?
All right, I feel a little bit more confident.
All right.
I added the 42 because it's the answer to life.
Yes.
The universe and everything.
There you go. All right. Still okay. Too high. I'm sorry. You're going to have to subtract those points for your total. I believe that you're back down to zero. You were all in. I'm sorry. Yeah, this is what happens in Vegas. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
The house always wins. All right, Lil.
All right. So I got 900 wager, 147.
147.
I guess.
900 wager, 147 also is too high. I'm sorry. 147 is too high. 900 was what you wagered.
So it leaves you with 700.
700. You squeak by 100 points.
Don't beat me.
Congratulations. You won by 100 points.
Yeah.
Just barely. What's the correct answer, get this, 94.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
Doesn't that seem small?
It does.
He's so tiny. I'm like, the whole game and all the guys has got to be in the 200s.
94.
You
94
know what?
Quests.
I would have been better off just guessing one.
That's Price is Right rules. Price is Right rules.
You know, I would have won.
If we've learned anything from decades of watching The Price is Right, if you don't know, you just put one.
Actually, that was still too low to be counted, but that's not the
point. Well, yeah, that's true. You would have been, you still would have lost. That's true. That's true.
It still would have felt better because I didn't go over.
All right. But I gave you a range. You still could have gotten some points here. Even if you were, if you were within 10, you still could have gotten some points.
Yeah.
All right. Almighty was within 18. That's pretty close.
And I guess the highest out of everybody.
So congratulations, Lil Green. You won.
Thank you very
much.
You
got bragging rights.
Yeah, for a month.
You got a month of bragging rights. Should we do this again next month? What do you guys think?
I like this.
I totally would.
I mean, it's kind of fun, right? It takes a little bit of game knowledge, a little bit of lore knowledge, so being familiar with some of the quest names. But what's kind of fun about it is that you don't always memorize the names of the quests.
Oh, no. But, like, if you know Fallout enough, you can kind of get the gist of, like, what if it is or isn't, though. Because that's pretty much what I was going off of. And each game has a specific theme.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was some that just, I really felt like we're in the middle. Like, they just seemed like they could be either. Like, they felt like they were in the vein of one of the games, but also the 60s and 50s were a weird time for sci-fi.
Yeah.
Like, a really weird time. I've watched some very interesting movies that I'll still never understand to this day from that time period.
Yeah. I almost also did horror movies as well, because you could do, I mean, some sci-fi is horror, like some of there's some crossover, but you could totally do horror films as well and make that a thing. I also almost did you know how a lot of the quests in New Vegas are named after songs? I almost did is this song name a New Vegas quest or not a New Vegas quest?
Oh jeez,
that would be even trickier.
Yeah. So like kick in the head is, but fly me to the moon, I think fly me to the moon is also.
Isn't that where you send the ghouls to space?
I think it might be.
I think yeah, so. That seems right.
Fly with me.
Or no, is it fly with me, right? But like, this is tricky, right? Like, even just right now, we're like, wait a minute, those are both popular songs from the 1940s. Which one is it? You know, like, So there's some good stuff we could do with this. I think this might be a lot of fun in the next month's thing. So what do you guys think? Do you want to do another one of these next month? Maybe we might, hopefully we'll be able to get a few more people to do this too.
Oh yeah, glad.
I'd do it.
Yeah.
So hopefully more people can join us next month.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, There's a stealth update for Fallout 76. We were hoping to get an alien update for Fallout 76, but it looks like it's been pushed back, which is unfortunate, by the end of the year. I was hoping for some more alien lore to dig into by the end of the year. How do you guys feel about talking about spoopy stuff? How do you feel about aliens in Fallout?
I mean, Fallout.
There's always been aliens in Fallout.
Right.
Like, that's not a new concept.
Right. But how do you feel about getting more stuff? You know, like...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, the last time you really had any substance of aliens is 3 with the Mothership Zeta, right?
That was the big one.
Because, yes, you have your encounters, but it's just... That's just it. It's just an encounter. You don't get, like, anything substantial.
So, Mothership Zeta was a big one because we got to see the inside of a ship. We got some big pieces of lore. We got, like, information about, they've been abducting people over time, over the years. That was, like, the biggest dump of alien lore that we got. In New Vegas, we got a crashed ship. We got some wacky wasteland stuff that shows up in there. 4, we didn't get much at all. There was very little alien
ship,
stuff.
That's it.
There was a crash ship, but yeah, there wasn't much there.
And animatronics.
Or there was some
animatronics.
Wasn't the set of people that were like they had his dad locked in the basement? Wasn't that 4?
Dad locked in the basement. I don't know.
He had his dad locked in the basement for like hundreds of years because of some alien artifact he found.
Oh, the
wasn't that 4?
Lorenzo Cabot.
Lorenzo Cabot.
Yeah.
Cabot. I don't know how to look that up. Lorenzo.
Alien artifact.
Cabot. Well, I mean, I guess I assumed it was an alien artifact that kept them alive for all those years.
No. This is like a Cthulhu thing, right? Wasn't this?
Oh, was that more Cthulhu related?
Yeah, this is more Cthulhu-esque. Okay. This was an underground thing that they discovered, which could have been, it could be alien-esque. I mean, that
I just
kind of butts up on it.
It was something like less than, you know, by the aliens a long time ago,
right?
Or something.
Yeah, this may or may not be aliens. It's probably less Zaytan and more Cthulhu-esque kind of thing.
Okay.
But again, we don't know. Like, maybe all of that stuff's connected, right? Who knows? Kevin Keats in chat writes, Moira Brown from Megaton is an alien, gotta be. I don't know about that one. But in 76, there are hints of aliens in some locations. Like, you can find there's the monster, the Flatwoods monster is an alien when you look at it. Like, you get you look underneath the suit, and there is a location where it looks like the Enclave may have been doing some experimentation on alien bodies. Then there's like bits and pieces of stuff you can find which looks like there was some testing done on aliens, like they had captured some of them or something. There's not much actual information about it, but it looks like pieces of stuff that you can find that show that some of them had been captured. But I don't know much about that, so I have a feeling we're gonna get a little bit more about that, but we're getting a delay, so it's unfortunate. I was hoping we'd have some more of that stuff to talk about soon, but not yet. On YouTube says the monsters in Daily Ops are from alien tests. Which monsters? The mole people? No.
Random cryptids?
Random cryptids? No, the cryptids, a lot of the cryptids have explanations from the FEV stuff. I don't know. All of them. Just all of them. They're all just, I don't think that's quite it. But we'll have to see. Anything else you guys are looking forward to with new Fallout content?
I gotta say, like, I've been out of the loop recently, and I gotta get back into actually playing 76, as I am far behind.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still trying to beat even base game, yet alone the first expansion. So But I'll get there eventually.
So. I haven't done much in Fallout 76 yet. I've just kind of like joined the world, got to like level 7, and then I stopped playing for a while. I need to get back into it.
Yeah, I'll be interested to hear your impressions of the main story stuff when you get through it. Because they are adding to the lore of the world, which is cool. And I think they're going to keep doing that. And heck, at some point this next year, we're going back to the pit.
Yes.
So that should be cool.
I'm excited to see that. I mean, like when it's just like, I was like everybody when the game came out, it was nice to get the online experience, but the lack of 8 NPCs just kind of meld the experience. So I kind of just dropped it after a little bit.
Yeah.
But, 6 months later, I picked it up back, and then I just been on and off. So.
Yep. Yeah. I go on and off too. You know, I jump between games. I jumped into New World this morning. I was streaming some of that, and you were there.
Yeah, I was there for that.
Yeah. Yep. And that's a fun experience too. But, you know, I love getting some more story updates and those kinds of things. So I don't know. We'll see where it goes. But thanks for joining me, guys. This has been super fun. This has been lots of fun. Do you guys want to share anything about stuff you're doing before we get going? Why don't we start with Eric? Eric, anything cool going on or ways people can get a hold of you? I know you're on the Discord now.
Mostly I work too much to get to do anything, but I'm trying to work in time to get back into writing and drawing.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool. So are you like an artist and a writer?
By trade? I do a lot comic art and portraits.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
I've been working on kind of like 3 book series at a time.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dang.
That's a like big endeavor.
It's like 3 books set in, or 3 book series set in 3 different time periods of one world.
Oh, so they're all kind of part of the same, I don't know. They're all meta related to each other in a way.
Sort of like the later books, like the earliest series is set at the earliest point in the recorded history of the world. The middle set can reference that one, and the furthest one can reference both of them.
So kind of Tolkien-esque in a way, like different ages of the world.
Tolkien was a big influence in my childhood, unfortunately.
I think it's a fortunate thing. Like
I'm also trying to turn it into a tabletop game.
That's fun. That's really cool. Okay. Well, you have to share some of that stuff. We'd love to see your pictures and things. Anything you want to share on the Discord? It'd be really cool to check it out.
I don't have anything unpacked at the moment, but it's mostly because got moved into a place and kind of never got time to unpack again.
Yeah. Well, no rush. Whenever you feel comfortable sharing anything, if you want to just share it with the community, I'm sure people would love to see some of your art or, you know, a little bit of your writing, any of that stuff that you want to share. People love seeing that stuff. So it'd be really cool to take a look.
Yeah. I also had a zombie book series I was writing that was based in the area I live in, but it's been on hiatus for a couple of years now.
Cool.
It's actually, there are snippets of it up on Facebook under Afterlife, a zombie book, but okay. I'm going to get back into that too.
Yeah. You can share links for that stuff too as well. That's awesome. Well, very cool. Well, thanks for joining us. This has been super fun.
Thank you.
All right. And we'll go over to Lil Green. Thanks for joining us. Anything you want to share?
I mean, not too much really for me. I mean, if anybody does want to talk to me, they could just ping me in the chat and I'll get to it eventually. But I mean, if anybody wants to check out my photography work, you can just look me up on Instagram is the best place, Lil Green Photography, and see the smorgasbord of stuff that I have there.
That's awesome.
So.
That's awesome.
That's really all I got.
There's so much talent. Everybody's so talented with their own stuff, man.
Yes.
And a lot of you guys do things that like I wish I could do, but I just can't. And so I always find it so fascinating.
Actually, with the fall weather, I have actually the Pit Boy and the helmet from buying the collector's editions. I think I'm going to try and do like something with that in my local woods.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah. I'm just trying to explore, you know, and try and be creative.
Yeah, man. That's great. Awesome. Well, if ever you want to share any pics on the Discord, feel free to post them. I'm sure people would love it.
Yeah, gladly.
Awesome. And Katamari, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you. I feel so inadequate. Everybody's doing all these artistic things and not doing anything. But I did take this picture with a cell phone. I mean, that counts, right?
Hey, that's cool.
Oh, man, that's actually pretty good, dude.
Yeah, so I got that going for me, which is nice. Anyway, so I'm on the Discord, and so where I live.
Yeah, you got cool t-shirts and a Nuka-Cola thing behind you, and you know. And heck, you almost won this game. Like, you almost snuck back and won right at the end. That was that's pretty close.
If only I had wagered just a little bit less.
Very, very close.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have a like a rematch of you guys are going to be nemeses in the next one.
I'm down for that.
We're going to load up the stream and you're going to like be looking at each other and shaking your fists and, you know, Katamari's going to be like, Lil Green, you showed your face again. And Lil Green's going to be like, you bet I did. And I'm going to beat you again at your own game. And then Katamari's going to be like, that doesn't even make any sense. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. And for those of you listening, thanks for being here. I really do appreciate you tuning into the show every week and being part of this community. You guys know how to tune in and how to just join us. We'd love to see you on the Robots Radio Discord, be a part of this. Join us on the live streams at twitch.tv/robotsradio. And, you know, just heck, even just come hang out with me while I work in the mornings. I've been doing a lot of streams in the mornings where I'm either working or playing games, usually around 8 or 8:30 in the morning Pacific time through the middle of the day. So come hang out with me. Be my coworkers, because I work here by myself with my dogs. And there's a puppy cam. So if you want to see the pups, you can do that, too. All right, guys. Thanks for being here. I'll see you guys next time.
See you later.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. To plug into everything else we're doing, check out robotsradio.net. Also, look up the Robots Radio YouTube for videos about Fallout and other things. And check us out on Twitter, twitter.com/robotsradio.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.
Following is a public service announcement from the Starter Set Dungeons & Dragons podcast. This is your D&D campaign. This is the Starter Set podcast.
You know how, like, poison frogs don't lick each other's backs?
So, it's Howl's Moving Castle with a face.
Hey there, I'm Great Mandibles.
Because one of the party speaks abyssal.
You're all going to die.
And then adventure falls into your lap. Plop.
This is your D&D campaign after listening to the Starter Set podcast. So join Sam and Ed every Friday on the Starter Set podcast for prime Dungeons & Dragons content. Any questions?
Hey, Guardians. We are the Destiny Show Podcast, a weekly podcast about all things Destiny 2. We invite amazing guests from the Destiny community to share their stories and discuss the latest topics from the world of Destiny. Check us out on Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, or live on Twitch every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. We will see you, Starside.